4, VWA.
4, HX, morning, Steve.
Good morning, big boy. I figured you might be out there cruising along trying to get to your start of your day.
Almost to my first stop.
I'm on my way down. A friend of mine owns a metal fab shop, and I'm going there and try to do the wall bracket for my Ron 25 tower. If I can get that knocked out this morning, well, I tell you what, I might just be putting up tower by about the middle of next week.
Out there at your new man cave, you were calling it?
Yep. I'm running the Ron 25 1 foot off of the building, and I'm fabricating a bracket to tie into a 6x6 wood pole beam. My building's a pole building, and that's going to tie into a 6x6 wood beam up at the top at about 17 or 18 feet up. So that ought to hold it. Where are you in today?
Here on 123 going into Easley.
Worked all the way over into Pickens County.
But I just barely make it in. I don't go past 153 and 123 intersection.
Okay. Who's got the western part of the state?
That's out that way. You got Clay right here next to me, and you got Scott on the other side of him.
Well, how far into Spartanburg do you go?
There at the line of Arlington Road, where you're just across the county line. So not far there either. Most of my route is in Greenville.
So how far south do you go?
Stuff that I do is Greer Taylor's area.
We're in Greenville. How far south of Greenville do you go?
As far down there as I go is Stone Avenue and Poinsett Highway.
Huh, okay. Man, that's still a pretty good piece of turf.
Problem with my area is it's so spread out, it makes it difficult to get to everything. And then you got a lot of little shops in here where it's just one man in them. And you run in there, you run in and out and try to get to the next one. I have to make so many stops, it's just hard to get to everybody. Where these other guys, they might have 5 stops a day. I've got 30.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, do you go to the dealerships, or is that house accounts?
To Benson Chrysler and the Kia dealership and the Hyundai dealership there in Greer, and then I've got the Ford dealer up in TR.
The Spartanburg County guy's got D&D.
He does. He and I cut off right there at Arlington Road on 29.
Good. I imagine the company would get kind of bent and twisty if you kind of cross over, don't they?
And if they want to, most of the time we'll work it out between the distributors if we have something we need to do or whatever. We're pretty good to work it out amongst ourselves and not worry about it. But every now and then you got a few that won't work with anybody and won't help anybody, and they just, you know, they don't play the game the way they should.
About more in referring to them coming over the line into your territory.
Well, they're not supposed to come into my territory. We have a dedicated list of calls we're supposed to go to, and you're not supposed to go outside those list of calls without permission. If you do, they can pull your franchise. Never heard of them doing that. Not to say that they can't, but it's there. So.
But now you can add on anything new that comes into your area, though, right?
I can add on to mine, and as long as it's in my geographical area. And we've got different contracts out there. Macco's changed their contracts over the years, and they're different. Mine is actual geographical area. the new guys coming in, they have strictly a list of calls, and that's it. There are assigned no geographical area. You're assigned these stops, and that's all. I actually have a geographical area that I'm supposed to stay in.
Really can't even add to their list of calls, can they?
It's a process, just like it is for me to add one. We have to fill out paperwork. We got to get written permission from the shop owner or manager to be there and have it approved. And there's a certain number of headcount. Like, each technician is a headcount, not the stop. If a stop has five guys, that's five headcount. So you got to watch that. We're allowed 325, I believe it is, and you're not supposed to go over that.
So basically they're assigning you a capped number of technicians.
But now, inside that, tire changers and oil change guys and service riders, all that doesn't count against you. Only technicians count in that. So there's potential for a lot more than just that 325.
Timers don't count either.
Don't. You're to be counted, you have to be working 8 to 5.
I think I'd have quite a few 8 to 4s.
That is my biggest struggle that I have, is actually finding people at work on a regular basis.
Well, at least it's not an open field cutthroat kind of deal like I used to have to deal with. Yeah. Mine was, what I did was just, you know, no holes barred, open field cutthroat.
That's only with the Matco guys. Now, the other three flags that are out here running around, they're there to cut your throat. And this is, you know, this competition. I mean, it is what it is. And they're doing the exact same thing that we're doing. So, like I tell my guys, I said the nut holding the steering wheel in this truck is the one that's going to make all the difference. The tools come from, a lot of them come from the same places. Whether they want to admit it or not, it just is.
Fortunately, all that's coming out of China.
We get some from other places. Believe it or not, there's still quite a bit made here in the U.S. Not what you would think it is, but... and then we get stuff from, you know, Taiwan and Japan. The stuff made in Japan is actually decent stuff.
I'd kind of expect that because they had to raise their quality levels, something that China has not done yet. You know, when people finally get tired of cheap Chinese crap, that, you know, you got to buy 3 or 4 of them to get, you know, the same durability out of one tool with the quality stuff. When they figure that out, you know, hey, they'll finally come around a little bit. Well, I'm glad to hear, you know, I don't mind Taiwan, and I sure don't mind Japan, but I tell you, it just galls me to buy anything made out of China.
For HKX Friday, yeah, I'm right there with you. It bothers me, too, but sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it, and you was talking about guys buying that stuff. 9 times out of 10, all it boils down to is price. And every now and then they'll ask about what kind of warranty it is. People just don't care about quality anymore and service. They're not willing to pay for that.
No, I know what you mean. Well, you know, what can you say? They're going to be buying the same little tool. In the long run, they'll pay double to get the same amount of work done than they would have from purchasing a good quality tool to begin with.
And, you know, these cheaper tools, they have a place. the homeowners and the do-it-yourself stuff where they're not using it day in and day out, you know, it might work fine for them. But every day, these tools just don't hold up. They wear out. They don't fit the nuts and bolts like they're supposed to. They're rounding off stuff. You know, it just don't work. And it takes a while for guys to figure that out. And they usually do. If they stay in this business any length of time, they usually figure it out. And wish they hadn't done that, because they waste a lot of money on that stuff, even though it's cheaper in the long run.
You know, they finally figure it out. But anyhow, so, I'm kind of hoping you'll make it down on Thursday night, Bubba.
I too. Here's my issue, is that day starts about 4:15 in the morning, and usually it's a long day anyway, so I just don't know how up to being there I will be physically or mentally.
It was always a question, but physically I hope they don't wear you out.
Got an hour and a half drive home after that.
No, you go 25, don't you?
For 25, I actually parked my truck in Hendersonville and switched vehicles to finish the trip home.
I hope you got a good, secure spot.
It's parked back behind a friend of mine's auto repair place. You can't see it from the road. Unless you see me coming in and out, you never know it's there.
Good. Well, so you've run in and out of Laurel Park. No, wait a minute now. To go over to Penrose, you wouldn't go out 64. You'd go out, which way would you go out of Hendersonville to go?
Chattanooga or Crab Creek, whichever you want to call it, because I live right there on Crab Creek as you cross the county line into Transylvania County. But I can go 64 or Crab Creek, either one, and it ain't an ounce of difference either way. Neither one of them are good ways in and out. It's two-lane road, curvy, windy, stop and go. It's just neither one of them are good places.
I was going to say, you pass through Laurel Park a whole lot, don't you?
I don't go that way much anymore. I just travel Canoga. Believe it or not, I've worked in Hendersonville most of my adult life, and that's just been my normal drive. I'm just used to it. When it's bad weather, I may go the other way just because they will plow and maintain 64 before they will Canoga. But sometimes I'll even go Canoga just because there's less traffic on it when there's bad weather and just deal with it myself.
I tell you something, I know better than to go around Laurel Park or anything out through that little congested part of 64 there anytime between about 4 until about 6.
If you don't know ways around through there, you better off just to not go. Because it does get very congested right through there. They've been talking about making out a four-lane from Bavard to Hendersonville for years, and they haven't. Last I heard, the holdup was right there at the cemetery as you get into Hendersonville and the school system right there.
By the time they buy up enough property on either side of that road to make it four-lane and get their right-of-ways, I see them putting in a bypass around Hendersonville for 64 to pop out up there sort of between Hendersonville and Fletcher, but I just don't see them widening out 64 through there through Laurel Park and all that. Man, that'd be a mess trying to acquire all that property.
Well, if you want to, you can go out 280 and go all the way up to the airport. It's four lane that way. But like yesterday coming through there, I had to go up to the FedEx place right there at the airport. And it was pouring down the rain. That is one horrible road to be on. Water standing everywhere. I mean, they need to come in and do something with it. There's lots of accidents out there.
One of those deals where you don't blame them. the contractor or the road builder, you blame the state, because the only thing that a road builder can do is put it in the way the state says to do it. That's just like that mess up at Gaffney. You know, they put those concrete barriers down through there and created one lane, and it's just, you know, they call it the chute. They were getting people killed. And they started suing the road builder. The road builder just told them, hey, you go talk to the state. That's their requirements.
I am not going that way. I'll drive up and go around 74 before I go out 85 or 26, or is 80, it's 85 that way. Yeah, I'm not even messing with that mess.
Well, I got to run over to Mint Hill this coming Friday, and I live far enough north. I just take Highway 11 and go to Gaffney that way and cut off part of it. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm just going to go north up to Columbus, pick up 74, and take 74 all the way out to Kings Mountain and end that way. That's got to be a better ride.
I'd ride at all going that way. Ford and GM's training school is in Charlotte, so I've made that trip a bunch. And that's the way we always go, is 74 right through there. Yeah, it's much better. The only thing you got to watch there is when you get into Shelby, what time you go through there, it'll be a little congested.
Did not just go ahead and put in a restricted road? I don't know. I mean, they got those little frontage roads down each side of it, but that really didn't help much. You know, that should have been like an interstate through there.
Been nice if they'd have done that, but it is what it is, and it's been that way for most all my life, so I don't guess it's going to change anytime soon. But Steve, I'm going to have to hop off here so I can get ready to deal with this customer this morning. But I'll let you know about tomorrow night. I'll probably let you know tomorrow. So this is, I'm going to say 73KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Boss man, and that's incredible timing, because I just detonated at my fab shop. So, hey, try to behave yourself out there today, and don't get any Volkswagens caught in your treads. KN4VWA, I'm clear.